This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Trinity Downwinders commemorate harm done by first atomic bomb test 75 years ago. The Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium will commemorate those who have lost their lives due to overexposure to high levels of ionizing radiation from the first atomic bomb test in south central New Mexico. The U.S. government exploded the Trinity plutonium bomb on the morning of Monday, July 16, 1945, at 5:29 a.m. at what is now known as the White Sands Missile Range. The damage done has yet to be recognized by the U.S. government. The Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, also known as the Trinity Downwinders, are hosting the memorial event on Thursday, July 16, beginning at 5:20 a.m., to commemorate those who have lost their lives. It will take place outside at Civic Plaza in downtown Albuquerque. The event will be live streamed. For more information, please visit trinitydownwinders.com. At 5:29 a.m., they will acknowledge the dropping of the bomb 75 years ago, and introductory remarks and the names of those who have lost their lives will be read with musical interludes. At 9 a.m., Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales and other dignitaries will join and provide comments. If you would like to add the name of a family member or friend who have lost their lives as a result of overexposure to the Trinity test, please email the Trinity Downwinders at info@trinitydownwinders.com before Monday, July 13th. The Trinity bomb was the first bomb of its kind. It was overpacked with 13 pounds of weapons-grade plutonium. When it exploded, only 3 pounds fissioned, and the other 10 pounds were distributed into the environment and into the bodies of people and animals. Because the test took place on a 100-foot-tall tower, the force of the blast enveloped the vegetation, sand, and dirt and took it up into the fireball that rose over 7 miles into the stratosphere. The plume stratified, dividing into layers and moving at different heights and in different directions over the desert of New Mexico, dropping radioactive fallout as it moved. One can picture the stratifications if you recall how the hot air balloons moved through the box during the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. As a result of the damage that was done, the U.S. government began creating its false narrative about the test. Scientists and officials at Project Y, the name of Los Alamos National Laboratory, during the Manhattan Project where the bomb was fabricated, said the impacted area was quote-unquote remote and uninhabited. Nevertheless, U.S. Census data from 1940 indicate that tens of thousands of people lived, farmed, hunted, and raised families within a 50-mile radius of the test. To learn more, please visit trinitydownwinders.com. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.